Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning this seventh Aliyah in Parsha's MR, that is Perek Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. Now, at the beginning of this Aliyah, we're going to learn about the oil for and kindling of the Menorah and the Lechem Apanim. Rashi will clarify for us that although we already have learned about this in Parsha's Tetzaveh, that was only in regards to building the Mishkan. This is actually the commandment to do so. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayedaber Shalom Moshe Lemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzavis B'nei Israel, command the B'nei Israel, V'yikhu Elecha, you shall take for yourself Shemen Zayez Zach, pure olive oil, kasas la ma'ar. It was crushed specifically for the ma'ar, for lighting the menorah, leha'alois ner tamid, in order to light this ner tamid, this continuous ner. And where is the menorah lit? Michutz l'parechas ha'edos, outside of the parechas ha'edos, ba'oil ma'id, inside the oil ma'id, yarech oisei aron, aron shall arrange it, me'erev ad biker, from evening till morning, lefnei Hashem tamid, in front of Hashem, continually, chukas oil m'dar seichem, this is an eternal decree for all your generations, al menorah ha'ta'ira, on the pure menorah, yarech es ha'ner, he shall arrange the nearest lefnei Hashem tamid, continually in front of Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Beis, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, as we had said, Zu Parshas Mitzvos HaNeiros. This is the parsha of the Neiros, Uparshas Va'atet Tzaveh, and in Tzaveh, Loi Namar El Al Seder Melech HaMishkan. This is only related in regards to the building of the Mishkan, Lefarsh Tzarech HaMenorah, to talk about the need for the Menorah. V'chein Mashma, that's what's implied. Va'ato, and you, Seifchal Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, Alkach, you're going to end up commanding the B'nei Yisrael about this. Shemen Zayizach, pure olive oil. Shloisha Shmonim Yotzim Min HaZayis. There's actually three different types of oil that come out of an olive. Harisha and Kari Zach. The first one is called Zach. Vehen Mefarashim Menachas Ubeteres Kehanim. Tamid Milayel Layel. This means from night till night. Kamay Oilas Tamid She'ina Elam Yom Liyom. This is from day till day. It doesn't mean that it's burning 24/7. Pasa Gimel and Rashi. Le Parechas Eidos Shlefnei Ha'arin. This Parechas is in front of the Arin. Shuhu Kari Eidos. The Arin is called Eidos. So the Parechas is called the Parechas of the Eidos. Rabbi Seinu Darshu Al Ner Maravi. And Chazal Darshan. This is actually referring to the western light of the menorah, which is either talking about the middle one or the second from right, depending on how the menorah was situated. Shehu edus l'chol bayi olam. This is testimony for all the people in the world. Shashchina shar b'Yisrael, that Shechina is in Klal Yisrael. Shenoisin b'Hashem in kemiz chaverseh. The same amount of oil was put in this one. Oymenu hayim haschil, and from that one, the Kohen Gadol started lighting the menorah. Ubayha mesayim, and when he cleaned out the menorah the next night in preparation for lighting the menorah once again, it was still burning. So we see that Shechina was clearly in Klal Yisrael. Yarech oisei aron me'erev ad biker. Yarech oisei aricha ru'i l'midas kol laila. He shall arrange it with the amount of oil that it could burn the entire night. V'shira chachamim. The chachamim measured that as chatzi loig l'chol ner v'ner, half of a loig for every single lamp. V'hein kedai afalei tkufas teves, and that's enough even for the long winter nights. U'bidazu hukbo lahem, and this was the set measurement that was put in the menorah every single night. Pasuk Dalet and Rashi tells us ha'menorah hatayra, on the pure menorah she's of tar, because it was pure gold. Davracher, another way of understanding this is al tahara shel menorah, on the purity of the menorah, shemetahara umidashna tchila min efer, the first the Kohen Gadol cleaned it out, so now it was clean and pure from all the ashes and from whatever was left the previous day, and then he would light the menorah. And let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Hey, now talking about the lechem upon him. V'lakachta seilas, you should take fine flour, v'afisa yisa and bake it, shtemesri chalais, 12 chalais, shne esrainim, yechala echas, one chalais should be 2 esrainim of flour, v'samta oisam, shtaim arachas, shesh amarachas, and you should place it in 2 stacks. Each stack has 6. Al shulchan atar lefnei Hashem, on the pure shulchan in front of Hashem. V'nosata al marechas levay nezaka, and you should put on the stacks pure frankincense. V'haysa lechem lazkar ishal Hashem, and it, meaning the frankincense, shall be as remembrance, a fire offering for Hashem. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Vav, shesh hamarachas, shesh chalos hamaracha achas. Each stack has 6 chalos. Hashulchan atar shal zav tar. Again, this is the same thing by the menorah. Why is it pure? Because it's made out of pure gold. Or davar acher al tahara shal shulchan, on the purity, on the cleanliness of the shulchan. Shaloyu hasnifim magbim asalechem me'al gabir shulchan, that the snifim, these were like these shelf type things, they don't raise the bread from on top of the shulchan. The first bread of the stack was actually placed on the shulchan and not on these shelf type rods. Pasuk Zayin and Rashi explains this frankincense v'nasata al marechas al kol achas mishtei hamarechas, on each one of the stacks hayu shnei bazichei levayna, there was 2 bazichim, 2 spoons of levayna, meloy kaimetz l'chol achas, each one was a kaimetz of levayna, v'haysa halevayna hazayis, and this levayna, this frankincense, is l'alechem Laskara, for the bread as an askara, as remembrance. She'en min alechem l'gvayaklum, there was nothing in this bread, in this lechem upon, it was actually for Hashem. Ela ha'levayna nikteres k'shem salkin oisei b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. The levayna itself, that was burned on the mizbeach when the bread was removed every Shabbos. V'hili zikaron l'alechem, and this frankincense, that was the remembrance of the bread. She'al yada hu nizkar l'mala, through this frankincense, through this levayna, that's how lechem upon him is remembered. K'kaimetz shu'askar l'mincha, just like the Kaimetz is a remembrance for the Mincha, so too this Levina is a remembrance for the Lechem upon him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, B'yam HaShabbos, B'yam HaShabbos. Every single Shabbos, Yarchenu Lefnei Hashem Tamid, shall be arranged in front of Hashem continually, Me'es B'nei Yisrael, Beris Olam, from B'nei Yisrael, an eternal covenant, V'haisul Aaron Levanov, it shall be for Aaron and his sons, V'achalu B'makam Kadesh, he shall eat in a holy place, Ki Kadesh Kadeshim Hu Loi, because it is holy of holies for him, Me'esha Hashem, from the fire offerings of Hashem, Chuk Olam, an eternal decree. Let's take a Gerash over here, Pasuk Tes, V'haisa Mincha Zois, this Mincha, shall call Dev Rabbam Netvua B'chal Minchi, anything that comes from grain is considered a Mincha, even though this is bread. V'achaluhu, most of all, Lechem, this is talking about the bread, Shulashayin Zachar. So it means the Kaihanim eat this bread every single week. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, the Pasuk tells us, V'yetze ben Isha Yisraelis, and the son of a Jewish woman went out, V'hu ben Ish Mitzri, he was the son of an Egyptian man, meaning his mother was a Jew, his father was a Mitzri, B'sarich B'nei Yisrael, he went among the B'nei Yisrael, V'yinatsu B'machne, and they fought in the camp, ben HaYisraelis, V'ish HaYisraeli, the son of this Jewish woman, and a different Jewish man. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod, V'yetze ben Ish Yisraelis, V'yichan Yatsa, where did he go out from? It says he went out. What does it mean he went out? So we have three different explanations. Reb Levi Aimer, he says, Me'olam Yatsa, he left his world, and we're going to learn about that in a moment. Reb Rechia Aimer, he says, Miparsha Shalmaila Yatsa, he took himself out, meaning he learned something from the parsha that we just learned about. Ligleg Va'amar, he mocked and he said, B'yam HaShabbos Yarchenu, it says that the Lechem upon him is arranged every Shabbos. Derech HaMelech, Lechol Pas Chama B'chol Yom, we know that a king eats warm bread every single day. Shem Pas Hinen Shal Tish Yomim, does a king eat cold bread that was baked 9 days ago? Bitmiya, we know that the Lechem upon was baked on Friday, and it wasn't eaten by the Kaihanim until the next Shabbos, which is almost 9 days later. So he says, this is very silly. What does that mean? That we're going to have people that are like kings, we have Kaihanim, and they're eating 9 day old bread? Masnisa Amra, Mibezina Shal Moshe Yatza. Some say that he left the Bezin of Moshe, Mechuyav. They went to a Din Taira, and he lost the Din Taira. Bali to Allah, Besech Machane Don. He wanted to place his tent in the portion of Don. Amrulay, they told him, Matif Chalakan, what are you doing over here? You're not from Shevet Don. Amrulami told him, Mnei Donani, I'm from Don, because his mother was from Shevet Don. His father wasn't Jewish, so his mother was from Shevet Don. Amrulay, they told him, Ish al digloy ba'isis lebeis avaisam ksev. It says in the Pasuk, it has to be from your father's house, not your mother's house. Nichas lebezina shemaisha. They went to Dintai in front of Maisha, Yatzim Achoyev, and he left as the guilty party, meaning he was wrong. Amad Vegidev, so he stood up and he cursed Hashem. Ben Ish Mitzri Rashi explains, his father was an Egyptian. Who was his father? Hu HaMitzri Shaharg Maisha. This is the Mitzri the Maisha Rabbeinu killed and hid in the sand. Pesach Ben Yisrael, Malamach and his Geir, this teaches us that he actually underwent Geir's process, and the Mepharshim explained, was that mean he underwent Geir's if his mother was a Jew? Vayinatsu B'machaneh, and they fought in the camp. Al Iske HaMachaneh, they fought about the Machaneh, Isha Yisraeli, Zesh HaKenegdai, this one who's opposite him, Shemichabai Mita'alai, this was the person that said, you're not allowed to put your tent over here. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. What did this person do? Vayikav ben Ho'isha Yisraelis es Hashem Vaykalel. And this person, the son of the Jewish woman, he said Hashem's name, and he cursed Hashem's name. And they brought him to Moshe. V'shem Imai, what was his mother's name? Shloimes Baz Divri. Lamate Don, she was from Shevet Don. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayikav Kitargumai Uparish, he expressed Hashem's name. Shenokav Shem HaMiuchad V'gidev, he said the Shem HaMafarish, and then he cursed it. Who Shem HaMafarish? Shem HaMisinai, this is the Shem HaMafarish that he heard at Har Sinai, because how else did he know the Shem HaMafarish? And Rashi tells us, V'shem Imai, Shloimes Baz Divri, Shivchan Shal Yisrael, Shepirs Ma'akas V'zoi, this is actually a praise of Klai Yisrael, that the Pasuk is telling us, Loimar Shehi Levada Hais Zayna, it was only his mother that was a Zayna, and there wasn't a single other woman in Klai Yisrael that was a Zayna. Why was her name Shloimes? Dahava Patpeta, she was a schmoozer, a chatterer, a yenta. She would always say, Shlom Alach, Shlom Alach, Shlom Alecha, and she'd say hello to everyone around. Mipatpetas bidvarim, she'els b'shlem hakel, she would sit there talking with everyone and saying hello to everyone. Bas Divri, why are we calling her Bas Divri? Dabranis Haisa, she was always talking. Midabarasim kol adem, she would talk to everyone that passed by. Fikach kilkola, that's why she got into this issue and she ended up being with a Mitzri and she had this child. Lamate Don, why is it we mention she's from Shevet Don? Magid, this teaches us, Shaharasha, that if a person's a Rasha, garm ginai loy, not only does he cause desecration and embarrassment for himself, ginai la'aviv, also to his father, ginai la'shiftoi, for his entire shevet. Ketzibay, we have something similar to this. Ahaliyav ben achay samach lamate don. Shevach loy, this is a praise for him. Shevach la'aviv, shevach la'shiftoi, it's also praise for his father and for his entire shevet. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, v'ayinichu b'mishmar, and they put him in jail. They put him under lock and key, lifresh lehem al pi Hashem, in order to get a clarity from Hashem what to do with him. Rashi Pasuk Beis tells us, vayenichuhu, and they placed him levadai alone, v'loihi nichu mekashish imai, they didn't put the mekashish etzim with him, shishneim hayu b'parak echad, they both were in the same exact time. We know that there's a story of mekashish etzim, there's a person that was gathering wood on Shabbos, and they took him and they put him in jail also. They were not put in the same cell. V'yaydim hayu shemekashish mitza, everyone knew that the mekashish needed to be killed. Shemar says in the Pasuk, mechal le'amayis yumas, that someone who's mechal Shabbos has to die. Avaloi parash lem be'ezu misa, however, they didn't know which misa the mekashish etzim deserved. L'kach nemar, that's why the Pasuk says, ki loy parash mayasoloi, it wasn't clear what to do with him. Aval mekalel, but the person that cursed Hashem, who Aymer says in the Pasuk, lifresh lehem, they didn't even know what to do at all. Shloi ha'yoydim im chayv misam lav, they didn't know if he was chayv misa or not. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'edavar shalom b'yishe lemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, ha'yitzeyes ha'makalel, take out the one that cursed, al mechutz ha'machina, outside the camp, v'samchu kol ha'shayim m'sidem al roshay, and anyone that heard him curse, they shall lean their hands on his head, v'ragmu oise kol ha'edah, and the entire assembly shall stone him, v'al b'nei Yisrael t'davar lemar, and to b'nei Yisrael you should say, saying, ish ish ki kal kav, a man that curses his God, v'nasa cheta, he shall bear his sin, v'noikev shem Hashem mais yumas, someone who curses the name of Hashem, he shall surely die, ragaim yirgamu v'y kol ha'edah, the entire assembly shall stone him, kager ke ezrach, the same thing applies to an ezrach, that's regular Yisrael, or a ger, a convert, v'nukva shem yumas, if they curse Hashem's name, they're gonna die. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudalad, clarifies, hashayimim elu edim, these are the edim that actually heard, kol lahavias hadayanim, this is including the dayanim, the pask in the case, as yudayim, aymrim lay, they tell him, damcha bereshcha, your blood is on your head, ve'ein anu nanashim yisascha, we're not gonna be punished for killing you, sha'ata garamta lecha, you caused it for yourself, kol ha'eda, v'mamed kol ha'eda, this doesn't mean that everyone stones him, this means that everyone watches him getting stoned, mekan sheshlicha shaladim kamasei, we learn from here that the shlich of a person is just like him. It says that everyone stoned him, everyone didn't stone him, just the Bezin and the Edom stoned him. We see from here that they sent Edom and Bezin, it's as if they stoned him also. Pasuk dehasvavin Rashi, v'nasa chetai, he shall bear his sin. Bekaris, this is talking about the person gets karis. Kshein asra, this is if he wasn't warned not to do it. Pasuk dehazayin in Rashi, v'noikev shem, eni chayvat shefarsh as Hashem, he has to first say Hashem's name, v'loya makal bekinoi. Not if a person doesn't say Hashem's name. He hints to Hashem, but if he doesn't say Hashem's name, so then he's not going to be chayv misa. V'noikev l'shein klola, this has to do with cursing. Kamai, like the Pasuk says, ma ekaiv. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin, v'ish kiyaka kol nefesh adam, and a person who strikes any man, mais yumas, he shall surely die. Umak nefesh behem yishal men, a person strikes an animal, he shall pay. Nefesh shachas nefesh, v'ish kiyitein mum b'misoy, if a person gives a mum to his friend, kasher also, ken yasalai, like he did, so shall be done to him. Shever tachas shever, a break for a break, ayin tachas ayin, an eye for an eye, shein tachas shein, tooth for a tooth, kasher yitein mum b'adam, just like he placed a blemish, he gave a mum to someone, ken yasin bay, so shall be done to him. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin. V'ish ki yake, l'fish never says in the Pasuk, ma'ke ish, if a person strikes someone, ein li'ela shahargas ish, I know, if a man killed a man, he's going to be chayv. Ish abakati minayin, what about a woman or a child? Tamalayim, the Pasuk says, kol nefesh adam, even if a person kills a woman or a child, he's still going to be chayv. Pasuk chafin Rashi, ken yinasin bay, perishu rabbi seinu, she'en nesinas mo mamish, we don't actually do tit for tat, just because you broke someone's arm, we're not going to break your arm. El tashlumi mamin, this means you have to pay money. Shaman oisa ke'evid, we evaluate this person as if he would be sold as a slave. That's why it says Nesina, we give him. This is actually talking about something that's given from hand to hand, which is money. So we don't do tit for tat, we don't gouge his eye out if he did that to someone else, we just make him pay the value of that damage. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaval, if umake behem yishal mena, someone who strikes an animal, he shall pay. Umake adam yumas, someone who strikes a person, he shall die. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. What's this talking about? Pasuk Chaval, if umake behem yishal mena, lamala dir baharig behema. Just previously we were talking about killing an animal, but kandi or ba'isa b'chaburo, over here we're talking about if a person damages an animal, he wounds the animal, so he has to pay for that. Umake adam yumas, if a person strikes someone else, so he shall die. Afiu loy haragai, even if he didn't kill that person, ela sabay chabura, he just wounded him, he's chayv misa. Shlein emar kan nefesh, it doesn't say nefesh over here in the pasuk, and umake av v'ima debrakas, if the pasuk's talking about striking his father or mother, ubala kisha l'make behema, it's coming to compare it to striking an animal. Ma make behema, just like when a person strikes an animal, mechayim, that's if he strikes him while he's still alive, he's chayv to pay. Af maka av v'ima, so too, if a person strikes his father or mother, mechayim, when they're alive, so then he's going to be chayv misa. Prat l'maka achar misa, this excludes if a person strikes their father or mother after their father or mother already passed away, then they're not going to be chayiv. Lefisha mitzinu shamakalo elachar misa chayiv. We know that if a person curses their father or mother after they already passed away, they're going to be chayiv for that. That's why the pasuk has to tell us, by striking the father or mother, shapater, they're going to be pater if the parent had already passed away. And just like when we're talking about an animal, you're only chayiv to pay if you wounded the animal. If there's no wound, so you don't have to pay for anything. A person is not going to be chayiv misa for striking their father or mother unless they wound their father or mother. Going back to Chomesh Pasuk Chav Beis, Mishpat Echad Yelachem, the same rule applies, Kager Ke Ezrachia, equally for a ger and for an ezrach, a convert and a Yisrael. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I am Hashem your God. Pasuk Chav Beis and Rashi explains to us, ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Elokei Kulchem, I am the God of all of you. Kshem Shani Miyachet Shmi Aleichem, just like I unify my name over you, Kach Ani Miyachet Shmi Al Gerim, so too I unify my name by Gerim. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Chav Beis, going back to the story of the Makalal. Vayidaber Moshe Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe spoke to the Bnei Yisrael, Vayitziu Es HaMakalal Mechutz HaMachana, and they took the one that cursed Hashem outside of the camp, Vayirgamu Oisei Oven, and they stoned him with a stone, Ubnei Yisrael Asu Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe, and the Bnei Yisrael did exactly like Hashem commanded Moshe. And let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk of Gimel, Bnei Yisrael Asu Kol HaMitzvah Amura B'Skila Makam Acher, the entire mitzvah, the entire commandment that has to do with Skila, that's written about in a different place, they did everything. And what is included in Skila? Dechia, pushing the person off of a high place, Regima, stoning him, Utalia, and after he's stoned, hanging him so that everyone can see what happens to a person that curses Hashem, and what happens to a person that deserves Skila. We're going to stop here for the day. With this, we've concluded Parshas Emor. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.